Hi, and welcome to this audio training lesson from Speak More Clearly. In this lesson, we're going to learn some expressions, English expressions, using the word run, but also it'll give you a great opportunity for more practice material for your English pronunciation. When I'm reading the sentences, copy me, okay? And use it as practice material, not just, so I'm going to point things out if there's a linking, listen to the melody and intonation, how I phrase it, how I put things together, mimic it exactly, okay? If you're using the British or the American accent, just use the R for the American or the vowels or whatever from whichever one you're practicing, but still, pay attention to the phrasing, how I group the words and how I link the words and which words are stressed and not, like and it are usually, and the and of are usually de-stressed. So the, of, and it. Yeah, it does, it's not the full word, etc. Okay, let's do the first one. The first one is using the word run is to run a company or program. So this is to be in charge of a company or course or program. And you are actually in charge of the company working and or the course being given, etc. So for example, so this is the sentence to copy with me. She's the CEO of because it's not an important word, de-stressed word, and I'm stressing the important words. She's CEO, company, runs very well. They're your stressed words. All the rest, use a schwa in there. She's the CEO of that company and she runs it very well. And again. She's the CEO of that company and she runs it very well. CEO of that company, that's one phrase, slight pause, and she runs it very well. Very, I stressed, yeah? Next sentence. They run courses on accounting in that section of the building. So I stress the word accounting, I stress the words accounting, run courses, section, building. They're the ones you make the vowel slightly longer, even if it's a short vowel, stress and pull out the vowels a little. And the other words, they're not as important. They're said more quickly and shortly. They run courses on accounting in that section of the building. Okay, of the building. Okay. So, because part of what we're practicing here is sounding like a native English speaker. Okay, the next one is have a run of luck or have a run of bad luck. And that means to have a series of incidences or things that happen within a certain period of time, not over 50 years, but a shorter period of time that are either good or bad luck. And they come together. They come one after the other, not with a huge period of time in between each incident. For example, they had a run of, yeah, you can hear that, de-stressed. They had a run of, and that's where you had a and run of. Those words run into each other, the linking. I have other lessons in our free training material on a website. If you go and click more in the menu, you'll find the free training lessons. And there are a couple on linking and elision, which are important for smooth and flowing English and smooth and flowing rhythm in English and stress. Okay, sorry, I'll start that sentence again. They had a run of bad luck and lost their business and home. They had a run of bad luck, stressed, and lost business, home. They had a run of bad luck and lost their business and home. And the next sentence, he had a run of luck and won the lottery 3 times in 4 months. So not he had a run of luck and won the lottery 3 times in 4 months. No. He had a run of luck, that's one phrase, and won the lottery 3 times in 4 months. So I'm stressing 3 times, 4 months. And my pitch goes up in the middle of those words because they're the stressed words and the vowels in those words were said clearly. Okay, the next one, number 3, in the long run. In the long run means eventually or over a period of time. For example, in the long run, we were able to achieve all the goals we set. So listen for where I pause. In the long run, pause, we were able to achieve all the goals we set. In the long run, we were able to achieve all the goals we set. And the next sentence. You will have to tell him what happened in the long run. So eventually you will have to tell him what happened. You will have to tell him what happened in the long run. And the next one, to run out of. This is to use something up and not have enough of it. For example, we ran out of time before we could complete the exam. And again, we ran out of. We ran out of. So the N goes to the OW and the T goes to the O. We ran out of time before we could complete the exam. So ran out of. It all becomes as if it's one long word, linking. The next sentence, I ran out of flour and had to get some more from the supermarket up the road. And had to get some more. Had to get, not had to get, had to get, had to get. The O in two becomes de-stress, the schwa, shortened, okay? And had to get some more from the supermarket up the road. And the next one, to have a dry run, to trial something, to practice something before you actually do the proper version of it. For example, the race car driver had a dry run around the course before the race commenced. Once more, the race car driver had a dry run around the course before the race commenced. And the next sentence, let's have one more dry run before we record it properly. Let's have one more dry run, pause, before we record it properly. Okay, so another practice. Make a run for it, to run as quickly as you can out of a bad situation or to just escape from somewhere. For example, they made a run for the car despite the pouring rain. They made a, yeah, linking. They made a run for the car, they made a run for the car despite the pouring rain. And I'm slowing down there because I want the listener to take notice that it was pouring and despite that, they made a run for the car. They made a run for the car despite the pouring rain. So that's how I would stress it and do the melody of that sentence and phrase it. The prisoners made a run for it even though it was still light. So where I have a comma, there's a smidge of a pause, a tiny pause, and then you keep going. The prisoners made a run for it. That's the end of that idea. Slight pause, next idea, even though it was still light. Yeah? I'm not saying even though it was still light, even though it was still light. Was is not an important meaning word in that sentence, so I'm going to de-stress it. Even though it was still light. Yeah. Number seven, to run someone ragged is to make someone very tired because they are pushed to do too many things. For example, he was exhausted after, he was exhausted after being run ragged at work all day. Ragged at work, ragged at work all, in fact. One, two, three, four words in a row all become as if they're all one long multi-syllabic word. He was exhausted after being run ragged at work all day. It all runs together to make it smooth. And the next sentence for this one, she was run ragged looking after her grandchildren all day. Children all. The N goes to the A. It's a linking. And looking after, the N, the NG, links to the A in after. She was, not was, unless I want to say she was in that room, because I'm stressing that she was there, but now she isn't, then was is a de-stressed, it's not an important word. She was ragged, look, she was run ragged, looking after her grandchildren all day. And the last one, to run out of gas or petrol. To not have any more gas or petrol in your car. For example, we hadn't checked the fuel gauge and ran out of gas in the middle of nowhere. And the next one, we'd better stop soon. We're going to run out of petrol. Run out of. Yeah? We're going to run out of petrol. Excellent. Okay, good practicing, and bye for now. Bye.